Ryan, I suppose that's a very convincing victory in the end. How did you see it?
Yeah, you know, I suppose when you're involved in it, you always think it's nip and tuck. You always just play the game as if it's next ball, next ball, next ball, you know, and you play the game as if it's level. I think we got off to a good start, you know. I think the first half, I suppose, really set the tone for us. I probably felt we actually should have been more up at half time. I think we were 3 points up, probably felt we could have been five or six, you know. And I thought we carried on that into the second half, maybe bar the first 5-10 minutes when Armagh really came at us, you know. I suppose I think they had a wee sustained bit of pressure, maybe the first 5-10 minutes. And I think a big turning point was the, we were still in the lead at that stage, you know. I think they might have had 3 or 4 wides anyway, off the top of my head, you know. So I think for us to be still ahead at that stage was massive, and thankfully then after that we showed a wee bit of composure and kicked on.
You absolutely dominated their kick out in the first half, but maybe didn't get a huge amount of scores off that. Was that a source of frustration for the team?
No, not really. You know, I think we felt we're getting into good scoring positions, you know. I think on another day them scores will go over so well, you know. I think we felt we got the right players on the ball, you know. It was Michael Langan, Michael Murphy, Paddy, and Gaidaway, you know, and Jimmy Brennan. There was still a lot of boys that we were back every day of the week to kick them scores, you know. So no, we were happy with how we shut down our Armagh kickouts, you know. I think, as you said, we got to grips them a lot, especially the first half, so we did, and hopefully the next day that we can punish a wee bit more off the kickouts.
They raised intensity at the start of the second half and the pressure was on for 4 or 5 minutes, but you survived that, and then Shane O'Donnell got through for a point and Paddy got the crucial goal.
Yeah, you know, and listen, Armagh's a top side there, you know. We knew we weren't going to dominate the whole game. I think it was just a matter of when Armagh did get that on that wee spell that we could see it out, and as I said, not be level or behind the fact we were 3 points up. And I think maybe with a wee bit of luck, you know, Armagh probably didn't have their shooting boots on, which helped a wee bit. I think with a wee bit of luck we were still in the lead after that, and I think then after that, he said the master score was the goal, and to be fair to Paddy, he beat his man, and then the ball inside, or not, who was it, beat the man?
Keelan Ward.
Was the ball inside, or Paddy beat his man, gave it to Keelan Ward, gave it back and panned into the net, you know. So I think that was the deciding or the biggest score in the match, you know.
And your game management was good in that second half, because there was games in the league where you let leads slip, but you never looked like doing that there today.
No, there was, you know. I suppose there's a lot of games back to the very first match against Mayo, and the different matches we've been in the lead and not seen it out. And then there's something we touched on at half time, that we were in this position a lot. So we were when coming into the dressing room at half time and in a one position, and then there, as you touched on, there was times, not just this year, other years gone by, there was times that we hadn't seen it out. So thankfully we done that today. But listen, we know it's only first round of Ulster Championship. We have a massive match coming up now against Cavan, and we're really looking forward to it.
Did you get a look at that Cavan game yesterday against Antrim?
I'm not going to lie to you, I didn't yet, so I didn't. I was away, so it was tied up, I was doing something with the girlfriend, so I didn't actually see it. So I'll watch it tomorrow when I get back.
Yeah, but you know them well, and obviously they famously beat you in the Ulster final. So it's a big game for Donegal.
Yeah, it's massive, you know. Listen, you don't need much motivation going into any matches, so, and we'll definitely not need none going into the next match. I think the last match we played them in was that Ulster final that pipped us in. So no, listen, again, they're a good side, probably in a division that they didn't feel they should have been in, and you know, and I suppose came out of it this year and played a lot of good football. So it's going to be a big match, but it's a match we're looking forward to. You know, not every day of the week you get to play in huge Ulster Championship matches and Ulster quarterfinals, Ulster semi-finals. Thankfully this team, we've got to play in a lot, and we cherish every one of them.